Chapter 8. Change of Plans. As we trot back toward Mr. Beast's palace, I can't believe how well everything is working out. It's still late afternoon, and I've already found Beauty and gotten her to agree to trade places with Jonah. In a few minutes, we'll be at the castle. I'll drop off Beauty, and Jonah and I will be able to go home through the castle's magic mirror. Easy peasy. I bounce in my saddle. Maybe my brother's memories came back, too. But I shouldn't get ahead of myself. First, I'll introduce Beauty to Mr. Beast and let the story unfold. It'll be sweet to watch them fall in love and see Mr. Beast's curse reversed. I look behind me at Beauty. Hopefully she won't freak out when she meets the Beast. I didn't really give her much information about him. Maybe I should warn her about what he looks like? Yes, I definitely should. Beauty, I begin, about Mr. Beast. Yes, she asks. Well, he's called Mr. Beast for a reason. Is it because he's hairy? My grandfather was very hairy. That was his name, actually. Harry. Well, Mr. Beast is hairy, but that's only part of it. See, he looks like a beast. She cocks her head to the side. How so? I gulp. He's scary looking. Not like a monster, but... I clear my throat. Well, kind of like a monster. Oh! Beauty pulls a curl tightly around her finger. Then she lifts her chin. That doesn't change anything. I said I would switch places with your brother, and I will. I don't go back on my word. Okay, I say, heaving a sigh of relief. I just wanted to warn you. We trot for a few more minutes until we turn onto Rocky Path. She points up ahead. Is that the castle? Yep. Pretty, huh? I hope you like it. Thank you for coming. I'm happy to help, she says. I'm always happy to help. Pony stops before the moat, and Beauty and I dismount. Follow me, I say brightly, taking Prince from Beauty. I am trying to keep my voice extra light and fluffy so Beauty still thinks she's walking into a great situation. We cross the drawbridge, and I knock on the front door. Hello, I call. It's Abby. I'm back, before dinner time, and I brought the girl I was telling you about, Beauty. Mrs. Butler opens the door. Hello, I say serenely. We'd like to talk to Mr. Beast. She holds a hand to her ear. You'd like to have a feast? No, 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 I say. I'd like to talk to Mr. Beast. Although I'm not opposed to a feast, if you have one ready, but Mr. Beast is more important. Speak up, dearie, she says, pointing to her ear. Mr. Beast, please, I yell. Oh, one second, she says before turning and bustling away. I wait anxiously, chewing my nails. I hope Jonah is okay.
You're back,
Mr. Beast booms a second later, stepping into the doorway. Beauty gasps. I shoot her a look. That's exactly why I warned her, so she wouldn't gasp. I grab Beauty's hand and squeeze it hard. Hi, Mr. Beast, I say. This is Beauty. She volunteered to stay here instead of Jonah. Right, Beauty? Beauty nods, even though her eyes are popping out of her head. Yes, Beauty squeaks. I've come to switch places with Jason. Jonah, I correct. Jonah, she says. Mr. Beast studies Beauty with narrowed eyes. Then he sighs.
I changed my mind, he says with a shake of his head.
Excuse me? I ask. What does that mean, he changed his mind? I must have heard wrong. Am I becoming like the Butlers?
I changed my mind, he repeats. I know I told you Beauty could trade places with Jonah, but I'd rather keep Jonah.
He nods.
Yeah, Jonah stays.
I don't understand. Huh? Says Beauty.
Jonah stays. I don't want Beauty.
But I'm here to help, Beauty says.
I don't want your help,
Mr. Beast snaps.
You can't do this, I exclaim.
I can too, he says.
I have to take my brother home to Smithville, I say, starting to panic. You're not allowed to keep him.
You can't stop me,
he barks.
I make the rules.
This can't be happening. Mr. Beast needs to fall in love and get engaged, or his curse will last forever. Can we speak in private, please? I hiss.
No, he says. We have nothing left to talk about.
But... I have to talk to Mr. Beast, but I can't risk Beauty hearing what I need to say. Beauty, would you mind blocking your ears? She shrugs and sticks her fingers in her ears. Mr. Beast. The curse says that someone who doesn't know who you really are has to accept your marriage proposal so you can change back.
I know,
Mr. Beast says. He looks down at his feet.
But Jonah is like the kid brother I always wanted. We've been having a good time playing games. I'd rather do that than have to convince some unsuspecting girl to fall in love with me. I've tried it before, and it never works. I'm done trying. Jonah's my friend, and he doesn't make me feel bad about myself. I'm not trading him for some girl who will. Jonah stays, Beauty goes.
Behind Mr. Beast, I see a figure in the hallway. It's my brother. Jonah! I cry out. Do you hear what's happening? He's going back on his deal. This can't happen. We have to do something. Run, Jonah, run! Jonah ambles over to the door and stares at me quizzically.
I'm not running, he says. Why would I run? This place is amazing.
I gaze at him in shock.
What? You were right, Abby. Fairy tales are the best.
But we have to go home.
No way. I'm having the best time. I'm in a castle. I taught Mr. Beast how to play Flying Crocodile.
He's got to be kidding me. You can play Flying Crocodile at home.
Mom and Dad don't let me play at home. They make me read. Mr. Beast doesn't care if I read, and he has the best snacks. Ketchup-flavored chips. Have you ever heard of such a thing? They're delicious.
But... Mr. Beast shrugs.
Sorry, but as you can see, your brother wants to stay.
And with that, Mr. Beast slams the door in my face.